Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio. Today's theme is the bread of life, so let's begin with the well-known song of worship, Lord of All Hopefulness, for in God we have someone who is with us each moment of every day. At the same time, let us remember and pray for all those today who are feeling disillusioned and without hope or peace in their lives. Here's that hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness, sung by the choir of Ely Cathedral.
Lord.
At the end of last week's programme, we heard Jesus making a promise. He said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. These are words that can either astonish us or fill us with hope. There was a missionary once called Sadhu Sundar Singh, and he was once giving Bibles out on a train in central India. And he came to some non-Christians and offered one man a copy of St. John's Gospel. The man was furious. He tore it up in anger and threw all the pieces out of the window. It so happened that later, another man was walking idly by the track, and as he walked along, he picked up one of those torn pieces of paper and found that the words written there in his own language read, "The bread of life." He didn't understand what those words meant, but they sounded so good to him. He did his best to find out. He asked his friends if they knew, and one said it came from a Christian book and he would do well to destroy it before it defiled him. No, he said, I want to read that book, which has such beautiful words in it. So he bought a Bible, and he was shown a sentence which read, I am the bread of life. So he studied the gospel, and light flooded into his heart. Later he became a preacher in India, and the words on that small piece of paper had become food for his soul. Here's Stuart Townend singing a hymn called With a Prayer, or Love Incarnate.
With a prayer you fed the hungry, with a cry you stilled the storm, with a look you
touch you healed the leper, with a shout you raised the dead, with a word expelled the demons, with a blessing broke the bread. Love incarnate, love divine, captivate this heart of mine, till all I do speaks of you.
Let's sing that first verse together with a prayer.
With a prayer you fed the hungry, with a cry you stilled the storm, with a look you had compassion on the desperate and forlorn, with a touch you healed the leper, with a shout you raised the dead, with a word expelled the demons, with a blessing broke the bread. Love incarnate, love divine, captivate this heart of mine, till all I do speaks of you. You were silent in your pain. You endured humiliation at the hands of those you paid. And as hell unleashed its fury, you were lifted on a tree, crying, Father God, forgive them, place their punishment on.
Many people have testified to their lives being drastically changed in an instant once they invited Jesus to be Lord of their lives. I was once listening to the testimony of one of the most dangerous men in England on a programme called Changed Lives, which described the moment he came to pray, God, I hate what I've become. I hate who I am. Please change me. That is how simple his prayer was. And what followed was an absolute flood of tears rising right up from the pit of his stomach. He now preaches and helps to change other lives. Another ruthless person, a notorious gang leader in America, once said that when he accepted the love of Jesus, it was as if God had taken his heart out, literally, and kissed it, and put it back in again. No longer could he kill or maim. His life was drastically changed too. Once hopelessness and disillusionment filled their lives, but now they were free, set free, to live life abundantly. The well-known singer Kris Kristofferson also tells of the moment this happened in his life when he wrote this famous song, Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in. Me, Lord, if
was away. I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself. On my way back to you, Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am, but now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in. Souls in your hand.
So let's hear our Bible reading today from John 6, verses 35 to 51. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him, because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." So here Jesus is making some stupendous claims. Firstly, he upsets certain of his followers with a claim to have descended from heaven. Certain of his followers were deeply offended with his bold and outrageous words. "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'? He's just the local lad. Who does he think he is?" they were crying out. Now, it may be that Jesus was referring to the manna at his birth, for scripture is clear that he was born of a heavenly father, not an earthly one, and was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. But he had already warned his disciples earlier, "A prophet is not without honour, except in his hometown." Jesus certainly did not fit his critics' identikit picture of the Messiah they were hoping for, and so they rejected him. This one who was born in Bethlehem, they looked down on him as this upstart from Nazareth. Here is a song from my album Called to Serve, which is a very old traditional hymn, a beautiful prayer, "Hail True Body."
Hail, true body, born of Mary, by a wondrous virgin birth, thou who on the cross was Christ offered to redeem the sons of earth. Thou whose side became a fountain, pouring forth thy precious blood, give us now and at our dying thine own self to be our food. O sweetest Jesus, O gracious Jesus, O Jesus, blessed Mary's Son.
Jesus then upset the crowd even further by saying, "Whoever eats this bread will live forever," which was an amazing thing to say. Films about the elixir of life and ideas of immortality have been popular themes for films and songs in the past. One very dramatic example is a theme song to Highlander, sung by the rock band Queen, where an immortal hero grieves for his love who has aged and died because she was not immortal like him. The thought that someone can live forever is rather appealing, to say the least, but not possible. But there's an interesting few lines at the end of this song which says, "But touch my tears with your lips, touch my world with your fingertips, and we can have forever." In our reading today, Jesus is more or less saying this to the people, "Let me touch your lives, and you will have eternal life." I went to see the group Calabro at the Whitley Bay Playhouse a few weeks ago, and here's one of the songs that they sing, a Queen song, "Who Wants to Live Forever."
There's no time for us, there's no place for us. What is this thing that builds our dreams, yet slips away from us?
Jesus holds nothing back in the face of all this grumbling. Most people would have stopped right there, but he continues, speaking with great authority. "This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." How could Jesus hope to bring life to the world through his body? There's the great mystery, and one we will look at next week as we continue the theme of bread from heaven. But if Jesus is the bread of life and calls us to be like him, doesn't it follow that he is calling all those who believe in him to be the bread with which to feed other people? I woke up from a beautiful dream this morning. A friend and I were walking down a low sandy hill, and it was hard going underfoot, and I was looking to find another way down. but my friend kept on walking down through the wild grass, along the winding path, into the deserted valley below, where many slate houses could be seen. Suddenly, she began to play the most captivating melody I have ever heard, on her flute. My friend doesn't play the flute, but she did in my dream. The tune was so clear and so loud that people came out of their houses to see what was going on, and who it was who was playing such music, which seemed to be feeding their very souls. She made her way back up the hill towards me, still playing, and all of the people followed where she led. In my dream, I was in tears with the beauty of it all, and then I woke up. But what this dream says to me as a Christian is that it's time to play our most beautiful music. That is to care for one another and have the same compassion that Jesus showed to others. In this way, Jesus, as the bread of life, can still reach those desperately searching for something to fill the emptiness inside and come alongside others in their pain. And no matter which faith is ours, we can all make melodies such as this, can't we? Where we never do anything to another person that we wouldn't like done to us. Here's one of my favourite singers from a long time ago, Enya, singing, "How Can I Keep From Singing?"
My life goes on in endless song, above our heart's lamentation. I hear the real though far off hymn that tells a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing?
I'd like to finish with a prayer today by John Henry Cardinal Newman. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, help me to spread your fragrance everywhere I go. Flood my soul with your spirit and life. Penetrate and possess my whole being so utterly that my life may only be a radiance of yours. Shine through me and be so in me that every soul I come into contact with may feel your presence in my soul. Let them look up and see no longer me, but only Jesus. Stay with me, and then I shall begin to shine as you shine, so to shine as to be a light to others. The light, O Jesus, will be all from you. None of it will be mine. It will be you shining on others through me. Let me thus praise you the way you love best, by shining on those around me. Let me preach you without preaching, not by words but by my example, by the catching force of the sympathetic influence of what I do, the evident fullness of the love my heart bears to you. We're going to finish with a hymn that reflects that reading, that prayer. Have a good week, everyone. I hope that prayer meant something to you there as much as it meant to me. Here is Shine, Jesus, Shine, sung at the Big Sing. Bye for now.
Nation.